Donald Trump is Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and in the interview he did with Time for the issue out today, he said he'll bring down drug prices that caused biotech stocks to fall. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the potential effects of Trump's plans regarding Obamacare. A new study from the Urban Institute finds that repealing the Affordable Care Act would leave an additional 30 million Americans without insurance. Republicans say that dire prediction won't come true because they're working on a replacement for the health law. CNBC's Bertha Coombs joins us to look at that. She's in New York at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. Hi, Bertha.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about this study's findings. And I guess we should say that the Urban Institute is seen as a liberal think tank.
Exactly. And one of the things they look at is if you repeal Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act through reconciliation. Reconciliation is what you would do in order to just repeal it through a simple majority, because then it's just an up-down vote. So the Urban Institute says the people who have gained coverage through the ACA with pretty substantial subsidies would automatically lose their coverage. But on top of that, the market for individual plans would become so destabilized that people who are buying without subsidies, individuals who before were buying on the market, would lose coverage. So that would actually mean the whole market would collapse, and even more people than before Obamacare would be out of coverage. A lot of people say that's not necessarily what's going to happen the way that it's going to be done. Paul Ryan's plan looks to replace some of this, and a lot of Republicans are talking about initially just sort of saying we're going to repeal the bad stuff, we're going to maintain some of the funding and keep this afloat to give us time to actually craft a solid replacement.
A couple of things we're starting to hear about the potential replacement plan from the GOP. One is that it may take years to actually replace Obamacare. It's not going to happen right away. The other is that they would replace the individual mandate with something that's almost exactly like it, which is that you wouldn't be able to avoid getting kicked off insurance for a pre-existing condition unless you have continuous coverage, which is basically the same as the individual mandate.
Right. The Republicans are looking at different ways to have stability. They sort of want to keep people still on plans, telling people, okay, we're not going to mandate you, but you're going to pay the price if you drop your coverage. Also, there is within the Affordable Care Act, the Cadillac tax. It's an excise tax on really expensive plans. It's one of the mechanisms that people were looking at to try to convince and try to sort of coax the market to contain prices. The Republicans get rid of the Cadillac tax, which helps fund some of those subsidies. Instead, they are looking at capping the exemption for employer-sponsored plans. You and I, who get our plans from our bosses, we don't pay any taxes on those very, very, you know, relevant and rich benefits. That exemption every year is, you know, upwards of $200 billion in taxes that the government doesn't collect.
Mm. One more thing, Bertha. We mentioned at the top that Donald Trump said in this interview with Time magazine that he will bring down drug prices. He doesn't like them being so high. And then biotech stocks fell on that news. Can he really do that? Because we know that the U.S. Mm-hmm. is one of the only countries where the government doesn't regulate drug prices.
And under the law, Medicare, which is one of the biggest government programs, cannot negotiate drug prices with drug companies. But, you know, we've seen what the president-elect did with Carrier. United Technologies is a parent company there, where he basically used Twitter and his bully pulpit to get them to keep jobs in Indiana. And then we've also seen now where he has, again, taken to Twitter and said, I think the Air Force One price is too high, even though we don't even know what the next Air Force One price is going to be at the end of the day. So there's nothing to stop him from calling out a biotech executive or a drug company executive and saying, hey, listen, why don't you bring down the price on that new specialty drug? So while legally may not be able to do something. And in fact, his pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, is against Medicare negotiating prices. That's not to say that he can't take to his bully pulpit. And if you've got the president on the line and you're a healthcare executive, I think you're going to take that call.
That's CNBC's Bertha Coombs joining us from the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in New York today. Bertha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. My pleasure.